Pinocchio, read by Stephen Mangan. In a land far, far away, there lived a lonely old carpenter called Geppetto. He wanted to be a puppeteer, so he decided to make a wooden puppet of a little boy. When he had finished, he stood back to admire his good workmanship. To his surprise, the puppet came to life. "I shall call you Pinocchio," Geppetto said. "I want to be a real boy," Pinocchio said. "Then you must go to school," Geppetto told him. "I'll go to the market and buy some school books. You'll learn everything you need to know about being a real boy at school." Geppetto put on his coat. "Don't touch anything," he said before he left. But Pinocchio got bored in the house alone. He found a sturdy chisel on Geppetto's workbench and carved a picture of a boy in the floorboards.
"What are you doing?"
a small voice said. Pinocchio looked around but could not see where the voice was coming from.
"Up here, on Geppetto's workbench,"
the voice said. The only thing Pinocchio could see on the workbench was a cricket.
"What are you doing?"
the cricket asked again.
"I've lived here for over 100 years, and I've never seen anybody disobey Geppetto before. My father carved me from a block of wood this very day. He's gone to buy me some school books so I can learn to be a real boy."
"Well, you'll never be a real boy if you don't do as you're told," the cricket said.
"I heard Geppetto tell you not to touch anything, and look what you've done."
The cricket pointed at the picture. Pinocchio.